never actually came out until last year and was a full album of material, but it ended up morphing into a record called Darkness on the Edge of Town, which is a favorite among Springsteen fans. And all that other material never really came out. And so he didn't know what to do with it. And he gave some of those songs to other artists to make use of. And so he gave Because the Night to Patty, and she added her own lyrics. And then it became a big hit for her. But you'd be sometimes treated to hearing Bruce Springsteen do it. And in this instance, it was the 25th anniversary of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so, oh man, that's like Patty and Bruce and you two.
Rock and roll gold.
That's as good as it goes. Yeah. For me, that's the ideal. So coming up next, I think this little pairing will speak for itself. Probably listeners are pretty familiar with Stand By Me by Benny King. Fantastic song. Great song from the American Song book. But we're going to follow that up with Wait For Me by Bruce Springsteen, which is actually If I Should Fall Behind, Wait For Me. And I think you'll see the similarities here. In Bruce's case, it became a kind of an anthem for the E Street Band and how they would stick by each other over time. But first off, Stand By Me, Ben E. King.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by. Should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
We said we'd walk together, baby, come what may. That come the twilight, should we lose our way? If as we're walking, a hand should slip free, I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind, wait for me. We swore we'd travel darling, side by side. We'd help each other stay in stride. But each lover's steps fall so differently. But I'll wait for you, and if I should fall behind, wait for me. Now everyone dreams of love lasting and true. Oh, but you and I know what this world can do. So let's make our steps clear that the other may see. And I'll wait for you, and if I should fall behind, wait for me. Now there's a beautiful river in the valley ahead. Beneath the oak's bough, soon we will be wed. Should we lose each other in the shadow of the evening trees, I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind, wait for me. Darling, I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind, wait for me. Yeah, I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind, wait for me. I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind.
Stand By Me, Benny King, and Wait For Me, If I Should Fall Behind, Wait For Me by Bruce Springsteen. Kind of self-evident connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of beautiful songs, and clearly Springsteen was inspired by Benny King. And the next pairing we've got, one of them is one of the most beloved of all Bruce Springsteen's songs. It's Thunder Road. And at one point in the lyrics of Thunder Road, he says, Roy Orbison singing for the lonely, hey, that's me, and I want you only. And so we got to play some Roy Orbison, and so logically, that would be Only the Lonely, because that's the song that Springsteen's talking about in Thunder Road. And it's, if you read Springsteen's autobiography, which I highly recommended, he talks about how he really tries to mine the whole history of rock and roll and soul and R&B in his music. And mm-hmm. hopefully that's, it's quite evident here. And hopefully it's something that in the course of this radio show, folks will see, oh, I see how that led to that. So the first one though, Roy Orbison, the dearly departed Roy Orbison with Only the Lonely.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby, there goes my heart. They're gone forever.
sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your colors and study your pain. Because lovers, those isn't the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, now I'm no hero that's understood. Or redemption I can offer girls beneath this dirty hood. With a chance I'll make it good somehow.
I need to say KQL Winona to keep us legal. So I just did. So you can talk again. It's President Olson.
Hi.
On his semesterly radio show.
Wherever, I guess Freehold, New Jersey was a town full of losers, and yeah, he was pulling out of there to win. But
according
Winona.
According to Rosanna Dana.
Yeah.
You know, her fictitious writer was always from Freehold, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Richard Fader from Freehold, New Jersey.
Okay. Well, luckily, Winona's a town full of winners, and I'm glad I pulled
yes
in to stay. So, and that was, of course, that was Thunder Road, and the a very memorable reference to the song we heard before that, which was Only the Lonely by Roy Orbison. And the next song we're going to play, you know, you'll hear some kind of 1960s spy thunder rock riffs in it, but that's not actually why we're playing it. We're playing it because Springsteen often pulls inspiration out of historical events or interesting kind of doings in and around New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He has a song, for example, that makes a reference to the Mesabi Iron Range here in Minnesota, but a song called Youngstown. But the next song is called Murder Incorporated, and Murder Incorporated was a group of gangsters led by Lepke Buchalter and Mad Hatter Anastasia who did contract killings in the 1940s. And there are kind of Al Capone types here. And there are somewhere between 400 and 1,000 known contract hits that were done by this group that were nicknamed Murder Incorporated. So the Springsteen song, you'll hear the musical influences, but his real influence was to kind of give some kind of crazy voice to that. And this was one of those songs that was never on a record, and fans would go crazy whenever he'd play it or would seek out bootleg records. I don't know if those even exist anymore, but bootleg records to hear it, recordings, yeah, to hear this stuff. So this song, again, is Bruce Springsteen, is Murder Incorporated. Well, that was Murder Incorporated, Bruce Springsteen. I'm Scott Olson. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Scott. How are you? We're doing our production meeting off the air where it should be.
Yeah. So the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is there's just way too much.
It's too much show.
Great stuff to play here. So
too much show, not enough time.
Too much show, not enough time. But the next couplet we're going to play for you illustrates Bob Dylan's influence on Bruce Springsteen. There were earlier in his career, Springsteen did a lot of, let's say, kind of stream of consciousness poetry that was often compared. I mean, in his early days, he was really compared to kind of the new Bob Dylan. And these two songs might illustrate that. So up first, Bob Dylan with Rolling Stone, and then Bruce Springsteen with Blinded by the Light.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the blooms of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. Into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Jugglers and the clowns, when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at, after he took from you everything he could steal.
on the steeple and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling
diplomat in the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round with this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing. The Calliope crashed to the ground. Don't do it here. Well, I jumped up, turned around, spit in the air, fell on the ground.
Well, that was Blinded by the Light by Bruce Springsteen, preceded by Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan. That song, that Springsteen song, was the first track on his first record, long play record, which was called Greetings from Asbury Park. And I hope listeners can see why people hearing that kind of thought, well, that's sort of Dylan-like. That would have been, I think that album came out like in the mid-70s or something like that. And it reminded folks a lot of Bob Dylan. There was another version of that song that became a pretty big hit for Manfred Mann, that folks might be more familiar with that version of it.
Manfred Mann, the Earth Band.
Yeah, which was a kind of a more techno, slicker version of it. It wasn't quite as gritty and rock and rolly as that. But and next up, Van Morrison was another big influence on Bruce Springsteen and on many people. So our next couplet is Domino by Van Morrison, followed up by another real favorite from Springsteen fan, including Doug Westerman, I believe.
Yep, big Rosalita fan.
Which is Rosalita. Jump a little higher, Rosalita, and that's by Bruce. So Domino.
Playing blind man's bluff is a little baby's game. You me is a play in a rock and roll band. And I know your daddy don't dig me, but he never did understand. Your papa lord before he could lock you in your room. I'm coming to lend a hand. I'm coming to liberate you, confiscate you. I want to be your man. Someday we'll look back on this.
Oh, man. Van Morrison.
One of the best.
Van the Man Morrison with Domino and Bruce with Rosalita. A couple of great songs. And
you hear it.
And if you're in concert, you see it because they put a lot of energy into Rosalita. So next up, we'll see a little bit of the soul influence on an R&B influence on Bruce Springsteen. A Curtis Mayfield song, but this is Aretha Franklin's version of it. People Get Ready, followed by a really beautiful, beautiful song by Bruce Springsteen called Land of Hope and Dreams, where he clearly kind of lifts elements out of People Get Ready. So first up, Aretha Franklin, People Get Ready.
There's a train coming. Ooh, don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All we need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no tickets. We'll just thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Ooh, ooh. People get ready. Train.
Well, you don't know where you're going now, but you know you won't be back. Well, darling, if you're weary, lay your head upon my chest. We'll take what we can carry, yeah, and we'll leave the rest. We'll be wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Meet me
People get ready. That was Bruce Springsteen with Land of Hope and Dreams, a beautiful vision of what America could be, but I like to think of the Land of Hope and Dreams as being right here in Winona, Minnesota. And before that, Aretha Franklin with People Get Ready, and echoes of that in Bruce's song. We're coming up on 6 o'clock, Doug. We're running out of time.
You brought too much show.
I brought a lot of show. So, folks, I think there'll be places online where you could see the stuff Doug and I would have played if we were on the air for 12 hours, which we're not going to be.
And we're going to hustle the audio over for your blog site.
Okay.
Your website.
Very good.
With Andrea there.
Yep. Kind of wind down the show, we have maybe two or three more we want to play. And so the next one is a little, maybe a little unusual for the way people think about Bruce Springsteen. The Phil Spector Wall of Sound was a way of producing records that started with the Ronettes and then went through all the stuff that Phil Spector, troubled man though he is, a kind of certain sound that he created, which was sort of a full auditory sensation, right? Like lots of music, lots of instruments, big sounding music. And a great early example of that is Ronnie Spector's Be My Baby with the Ronettes. And we're going to start with that, and then we'll play a song by Bruce Springsteen that has some of those same auditory elements, that song being called Girls in Their Summer Clothes. And it doesn't really sound like a typical Bruce Springsteen song, as you usually think of him, but it is a big influence on him, that wall of sound that Phil Spector brought in. But first, Ronnie Spector with Be My Baby.